From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there are claims of a gas attack in Syria's largest city. At least 70 people have been treated for breathing problems Tuesday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after what rescue workers say was a chlorine gas attack by government forces. The Syria Civil Defense Group said helicopters dropped several barrels containing chlorine on the opposition-held Al-Sukari neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported a barrel bomb attack in the area, but could not confirm whether chlorine was involved. Accusations of chemical attacks have been a fixture of the Syrian conflict, with both the government and rebels blaming the other during the past 5 years. International inspectors issued a report last month saying government forces and Islamic State militants had each carried out chemical attacks. United Nations experts said Tuesday more investigations are ongoing into alleged chemical attacks earlier this year, including in Aleppo. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suggested that Turkey could take part in a future operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State group militants. Erdogan told journalists aboard a plane as he returned from a G20 meeting that the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during the meetings in China. His words were reported by several Turkish newspapers Wednesday. Erdogan said Obama wants to do some things jointly concerning Raqqa. We said this would not be a problem from our perspective. The Turkish leader adds that he said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss the issue. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered in Laos from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work. In an upbeat town hall event with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. He stressed the need for countries to improve education standards and to make sure those gains include girls and not just boys. The U.S. president said you should never be discouraged because you have more opportunity today to make a difference in the world than any generation before. And he said, my hope is that you seize that opportunity. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to go to Laos. The visit marks his 11th and final trip to Asia as U.S. president. In the U.S. presidential race, a new CNN ORC poll shows Republican Donald Trump with a 2-point lead over Democrat Hillary Clinton. Clinton continues to lead in most surveys, but the CNN poll is the latest of several recent national and state polls that indicate the race for the White House is tightening with about 2 months to go before Election Day. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Republican Donald Trump discussed foreign policy in Virginia, but could not resist highlighting the good news in the latest poll.
I know that for a fact because people that didn't call me yesterday, they're calling me today. So that's the way life works, right?
Democrat Hillary Clinton still leads in most national polls. Clinton went after Trump during a rally in Florida.
And he demeans Muslims and attacks a Gold Star family whose son died in action in Iraq? That's not who we are.
Trump and Clinton are already preparing for the next major event in the race, the first presidential debate set for September 26th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military says a series of airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during the past 2 weeks killed 13 militants and injured one other. A statement Tuesday from U.S. Central Command said the 3 strikes happened in Yemen's central Sabwa province between August 24th and September 4th. It also noted that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula remains a significant threat to the region and the U.S. The U.S. campaign targeting AQAP with drones has been going on for 7 years, with more than 100 strikes that have killed some of the group's top leaders, but also brought criticism about civilian deaths. More about this at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.